we do have these healing services just 4 times a year, and they don't always fall on the same month, of course, over the 4 or 5 times a year that we have them. But I couldn't help but notice that this one is falling here right as we're turning our calendar year here on the 29th day in December. And I thought what I would do is give you a very, very brief kingdom update. You know, this is a time of the year where, you know, you'll read newspaper editorials, turn on the radio, turn on the TV, the computer, whatever your source of media may be, and you'll hear speeches about like the State of the Union or the State of the Church or the State of the County or the State of the City. Sometimes you'll hear sermons that are called the State of the Church. I begin here asking, how is the kingdom doing? The kingdom continues. 133, he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. How is the kingdom doing? After all, verse 32, we read this, it says, he shall be great. How is the kingdom doing? I think it would be very easy for us to say that, you know, there's lots of room for improvement. That would be true. And yet there's a lot of time left for that improvement to be had. But secondly, I would say, do not miss the progress. During these mere and short 2,000 years. I'm going to go into much more detail about this on Thursday when we have our prayer meeting and share it in a more devotional sense. But I want us to consider some of these things about his kingdom and about him being great. And how is the kingdom doing? And what I'm going to share to you is not so much about numbers in terms of those who may be saved, who may find themselves in heaven on the last day. Not so much about numbers, not so much about converts, and not so much about adherence. But Jesus tells us that parable that the kingdom is kind of like this mustard seed. It's the smallest of all seeds, and it grows into this tree. And in this tree, even the birds of the air will lodge and find their shelter there. And so the kingdom is about what has emerged on the earth because of Jesus Christ. And we can translate that into transportation, communication, medicine, all sorts of technology. All sorts of social services, the expanse of education, the expanse of health care, the expanse to which we're taking care of young people, widows and orphans. Those are the kind of things, those are the kinds of transformations that are taking place on this planet because of the gospel of Jesus Christ, because of his kingdom, and because he is great. And everywhere he goes, we see this kind of progress. And in those places where they are resisting him, we'll see this a little more fully on Thursday night, but where they are resisting him, they abide without this progress. There was a TED Talk recently, and some of these are kind of goofy and not worthwhile, but others of them are pretty good. And this one here is dated just a tad, but, and again, we'll look at it on Thursday, but Steven Pinker, who is in charge of these kind of chartings, says that, even though it's dated, he says, Americans killed each other at a rate of 5.3 per 100,000. 7% of their citizens were in poverty, and they emitted 21 million tons of particulate matter and 4 million tons of sulfur dioxide. There's room for improvement there. But 30 years ago, the homicide rate was 8.5. Remember, it was 5.3. 30 years ago, it was 8.5. The poverty rate was 12%. Now it is 7%. 30 years ago, we emitted 35 million tons of particulate matter. Now we emit 21. So we've cut our bad acting greenhouse gases and particulate matter by 1/3. And 20 million tons of sulfur dioxide is now reduced to 4. It was cut by a factor of 5. We forget about these things. Last year, the world had 12 ongoing wars. 30 years ago, there were 23 of them. Last year, 10% of the world population lived in extreme poverty. But 30 years ago, 37% of the world lived in extreme poverty. Last year, there were 10,000 nuclear weapons, but 30 years ago, there were 60,000 nuclear weapons. He's going to go back a little further and he say, for most of human history, life expectancy at birth was about 30. For most of history, life expectancy was 30. Today, worldwide, it is more than 70. And in the development parts of the world, it is more than 80. 250 years ago, the richest countries in the world, in those countries, a third of the children did not live to see their fifth birthday. That has been reduced 100-fold. So while 33% had died, now it's 0.3%. Today, that fate befalls less than 6% of children in the poorest countries of the world. So again, 250 years ago, 1/3 of the children died in the richest countries, and now in the poorest countries, only 6% of them are dying. That's just unfathomable progress. Famine is one of the four horsemen of the apocalypse, some say. It could bring devastation to any part of the world. Today, famine has been banished to the most remote and war-ravaged regions. 200 years ago, 90% of the world's population subsisted in extreme poverty. 90% of the people were just scraping to get by. Today, fewer than 10% of people do. Now, here in America, we talk about just scraping by, and we talk about things like living paycheck to paycheck, but our paychecks are generally pretty consistent. I can remember some guy was joking on Glenn Beck some years ago, and he says, you know, they're citing these statistics that says, you know, this huge percentage of Americans don't know where their next meal's coming from. And he turned that around. He says, yeah, I don't know if I'm going to Applebee's, maybe I'll go to Burger King, maybe I'm going to go to Walmart. Yeah. You know, what does that mean? It can mean lots of different things. Fewer than 10% of people live in extreme poverty. And I want to say this, and we'll talk about this a little bit more on Thursday night, but there are 12 ongoing conflicts or wars that are taking place in the world today. 11 of them involve nations that hold to the Islamic worldview, where the gospel of Jesus Christ, the true Prince of Peace, is not allowed. 11 of them are in the Islamic world, of which the Bible tells us that the origin of those who descended from Ishmael would be every man against his brother. The promise of peace can only be fulfilled by the Prince of Peace. the Lord Jesus Christ. From virtually every perspective, the world advances as the faith advances. And the Christian faith today remains on the march. And Jesus Christ is bringing healing, and he is bringing wholeness everywhere around the world. Salvation, of course, and the there and then, is a great thing. We preach it, we believe it. But so is the restoration and the transformation of all things. Luke 1:32 said, "He shall be great." Our testimony is, he has been great. He continues to be great. Closing out how these state of speeches go, the state of the kingdom is strong in the person of Jesus Christ. And all God's people said,
Amen.